A Brave Victory, Chapter 1. I'll Never Get to Level 7. Ari Freeman walked to the podium when her name was called to receive her first place all-around champion award at the Wakefield Winter Classic Gymnastic Meet. With a high score of 36.2, most Level 5 gymnasts would be more than satisfied, but not Ari. It was all she could do to force a smile. As soon as the award ceremony finished, she found her parents and hurried them out to the safety of the car, where she immediately broke down in tears. "I'll never get to level 7," she sobbed. "Everyone knows I'm afraid of flyaways on bars, and they all know I'm going to jump off. No one even claps. I might as well quit now because I'm not going to compete level 5 a third time as a 10-year-old. It was true. As a 9-year-old, second year level 5, Ari still had not gotten over her fear of flyaways. But what worried her parents more was the attitude she had developed this year. She had convinced herself that she didn't have the ability, concluded she was a failure, and had given up even working on it anymore. Her parents and coach had run out of ways to encourage her. Once home, Mrs. Freeman went to get the mail. "It's here!" she exclaimed. Mr. Freeman, Ari, and 3-year-old Keen gathered round as she held up the envelope. After 2 weeks of waiting, she would finally know if she had passed her second attempt on her teacher exam. "I'm sure you passed," declared Ari, who had instantly forgotten about her bar failure. "You've studied so hard for 3 months. Hurry, open it up, Mom." "Recertifying as a high school teacher in Massachusetts has sure been a struggle," said Mom as she tore open the envelope. "Well, let's see. There were 3 subjects I had to retest in." She took a deep breath. "Biology? Passed. History? Passed. And math? Did you pass? Oh, please, say yes," shouted Ari. "Mathematics? Oh, my," sighed Mom. "Almost. Only 3 percentage points off." Everyone's hearts sank. Twice failed. "Well, 2 out of 3 isn't bad," smiled Mom. "It's back to the drawing board. Studying for just 1 test should be a breeze, right?"
"I think the sooner we get you studying, the sooner you can retest again," said Mr. Freeman, hugging his wife. "I hereby declare myself chief after-dinner cleanup guy, so you can get right on it while it's still fresh in your mind."
"You are a gem," said Mom. "I'll start tonight." Ari quietly walked to her room. She was doubly depressed now. Not only had she failed, but her mom, who had spent the last 3 months taking every free moment poring over textbooks and practice exams, had just failed for the second time. "What will Mom tell her friends when they ask?" she wondered. "What will my friends think when they find out my mom failed her test for a second time?" She hoped no one would ask. The next week. "Hi, Ari," shouted Zoe from the gym balcony. "Good job last Saturday at the meet. You left before I could talk to you." "Beautiful beam routine, Mrs. Ellsworth," Zoe's mom added. "Is your mom here?" "Yes, she's getting my snacks. Here she comes." "Hi, Jean," smiled Mrs. Ellsworth. "Did you get your results back from your test yet? I keep forgetting to ask." The Ellsworths were neighbors of the Freemans. They had known each other for years. Their daughters were both on the Cape Cod gymnastics team, and they each had a 3-year-old son. They went to the same school and church and were the best of friends. "I did," replied Jean. "And? Did you pass?" Mrs. Ellsworth asked excitedly. Ari suddenly felt very uneasy.